mind. The long, unspoken of path to a fight. All the mental aspects that come into play when preparing for a career-defining fight. Why do certain fighters perform better than others on a particular night? Hello, everybody. This is Ike Fellman from theiketagon.com. No, I'm not going to be the crazy, zany, wild character that you see on the Iketagon YouTube episodes. This is the mind, body, and soul podcast. This is the mind. A lot of sports involve mental preparation, putting yourself in the best mindset to perform on that given night, whether it's basketball, baseball as a pitcher, focused for 5 days, it's your time to take the mound. How do you perform? Football every Sunday, making sure the 6 day prior or 5 days prior or 4 days prior, depending on what night you're playing on, that you're prepared mentally for game day. And I think the craziest sport in terms of mental preparation is fighting. It's not like you play every day, every other day, once a week, once a month, unless you're Cowboy Cerrone. You're fighting once every 2 to 4 to 6 months, maybe a year if you have an injury in fighting. So why is the mind so important? Because the mind is with you every single second of a fight camp. And you can never 100% be in fight mode during a fight camp because there's injuries. You can't fight your partner or teammate with 4 ounce gloves, with no shin guards, with no headgear, going 100% with salaries on the line, a win bonus, a fight bonus, 15,000 local fans screaming your name or booing your name. You can't prepare for that. You could do jiu-jitsu, you could do wrestling, you could box, you could hit the pads, you could talk to your coach, you could go to a therapist, go to a mental strength coach, you could do a whole bunch to prepare. But why do certain fighters perform better on a particular night? I'm going to get into that and more. I'm going to talk about the body, about the diet, the grappling, the striking, all the physicality that goes into a fight, the soul, what's a fighter's substance, what he believes in, what his true character, his true substance is about that comes out on fight night. Who he is when you remove the fame, the fortune, all the glamour, all the social media accounts, what happens? And I think that always shows on fight night. So I'll get into the body and the soul on the next few episodes. But sticking with the mind, particular cases with the mind are Rose Namajunas and Conor McGregor. Two different aspects. Conor uses his loud brashness. Kind of like a blanket. It kind of is a safe place for him to be loud and obnoxious and be an attention whore. And it's where he feels safe. When he knows he's getting under a fighter's skin, it's when he performs the best. It's when he's loose. It's almost a false identity. Him, Colby Covington, same thing. But on fight night, you see Conor, a calm, true-to-himself martial artist, when he was at his peak. Hopefully he can get back to there. We will see how much he cares about fighting and mixed martial arts and being a pure martial artist. But Conor and his height, he respected the game, he respected his opponent, and he prepared mentally every night, I'm sure, every day, after every meal, every time his feet were off the ground and he was laying horizontal to the ground and he's just thinking. His focus was on the fight and mentally preparing and thinking about every aspect and every danger that his opponent would present on fight night. Now, for Rose Namajunas, she's a different style. She's not loud. She's not brash. She has a lot of layers, and it takes a lot of time to peel back those layers. Pat Barry, her fiance, is her extrovert personality. He is everything that Rose isn't on the outside. He talks for her. He jumps into her interviews. He's kind of her mental protector. Obviously, Rose doesn't need a physical protector because on fight night, she kicks ass. She became a champion. But Pat's been there to groom her mentally for the spotlight. And she's warmed up to media. It's taken a while, but she's warmed up. But Rose, in particular, with her mind, she knows up until the last minute. She's in tune with her mind of how she's going to feel. With the Young Jacek fights, the Joanna Young Jacek fights, I've never heard this take, this mental side of mixed martial arts. Rose says in the locker room, she says she wasn't feeling it. She didn't have it the night of UFC 217. The night that she knocked out Joanna, she just, something was off. It's a big stage, understandably. She's fighting in one of the biggest arenas in the world. Not in terms of capacity, but in terms of fame and attention. In the biggest city in the world, New York City. And she says, Pat, I don't have this. Pat tried to shake it into her. But when she stepped into that cage, all was revealed. All that stress and nerves that she was feeling, she let it go, and she didn't chase her feelings. She let her body and her mind connect to deliver one of the most soulful performances. Joanna, almost like a Conor McGregor, was trying to bully Rose in the lead-up, taunting her, getting in her face, being strong physically with a lot of body language. Loud, as some people would say. And Rose, calm, insightful, patient. It was almost like love versus hate. Joanna was trying to hate Rose, and Rose was just trying to love herself. And in the end, we saw how that went, and the rest is history. But I'm going to dive into more why each particular fighter does different things mentally with the mind and what we should look out for when we hear them in interviews, when we see their body language, when we see how they react to their opponent's sayings. The mind is a powerful thing. So this is going to be the Mind, Body, Soul podcast. I'm giving you a general take. I'll give more specific takes with fight cards and pay-per-view events and particular fights across different sports, boxing, kickboxing, Bellator, PFL. And this will be a softer touch to the Octagon. You could say this is my introvert platform. And the Octagon YouTube is the loud, brash version. Whatever you want. As long as you're listening, as long as you're learning, I'm okay with that. Thank you.